This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom today, and we're looking at Psalm 22, verse 9. Yes, it was you who took me from the womb. You kept me safe on my mother's breast. On you I was cast from my birth, and since my mother before me, you have been my God. Oh, wow. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help. Oh, I tell you, if trouble is near, we have Jesus to help us. Oh, yes, Jesus Christ, the Lord, comes to help us when we experience that trouble is near, and I'm in the midst of it. I didn't even cause it, but I have troubles. I can't pay my bills. They're telling me they're going to shut off the electricity. Trouble is near. I need you, Lord God. I want you, Lord God. Without you, I'm dead. Oh, but you don't have to be without. You don't have to be without him, because he says, the Lord hears the cry of the poor. Blessed be the Lord. That's what he says. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Blessed be the Lord. I tell you, we are all poor and needy in the sight of God. What do I have to present to God but myself? Myself, which is broken, needy, and poor. But that's not going to get in the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. As I give him myself, he does take it and gives me what I need. And I can do things that I never could do without him. You need to give yourself to Jesus, broken, needy, and poor. He'll take it. He'll use it. He'll touch you. He'll begin to heal you. That's what you need to do. I can't heal you. I don't have the power. I can't heal myself. I don't have the power. I am completely dependent on the Lord Jesus Christ. Me, you, completely dependent on the Lord Jesus Christ. And he comes. When we want him to come, he comes. Oh, I might not feel it, but I can say to Jesus, Lord Jesus, I surrender to you. Come in and dwell in my trouble. I am in trouble. I need you to fix this trouble. I can't do it on my own. I need you. And the word of God says, anyone who calls upon the Lord shall be saved. In our trouble, what do we say? Who do we call on? We tell our neighbor, I don't have this and I don't have that, and I'm needy. No. Tell Jesus. Jesus, Lord, I don't have this, I don't have that, and I'm needy. Can you help me? And he says, oh, that's why I died for you. That's why I was buried for you. That's why I rose from the dead for you. To help you. To help you one day at a time. You see, without the help of Jesus, I'm gone. I have no help and I have no hope. But he always comes on invitation. Don't let your troubles cause you to go under the water. Don't let your troubles cause you to go under the water. Your troubles need to bring you to Jesus. Jesus, I'm in trouble. I'm bankrupt. You might be bankrupt, literally. Jesus, I'm sick. I need healing. The doctors gave me up. I don't know what your trouble is, but I know He is the one who solves my troubles. Oh, it's not always the way I want it, but He enters into it. And you know what He gives me? He gives me peace. Where are your troubles today? In your head? Give your heart and troubles to Jesus. Ask Him to come into you and take you by the hand and lead you out of the troubles one at a time. That's all about giving our life over to Jesus. You see, if we don't give our life over to Jesus, we need to deal with things on our own power. And I cannot deal with things on my own power. There are too many things to deal with. I can deal with one thing at a time with the help of Jesus. Oh, yes. I call it the lunchbox experience. I have 7 lunchboxes with 7 troubles, different troubles. I can only deal with one trouble at a time with Jesus. The other 6 are on hold. That's how I live. That's how I live. I cannot deal with the other 6, but the one I can deal with Jesus Christ the Lord. And after I deal with number 1, I can deal with number 2. It's so simple. Don't let your troubles destroy you. Let your troubles bring you to the foot of the cross, where help is for you. Help is on the way. Help is on the way. I know it. I believe it. I'm sure of it. How many times have I been at the end of my rope, but guess who was there holding the end? I didn't feel it. It was Jesus. Guess who saw me through the experience of pain, suffering, emptiness? It was Jesus. He said, I will never leave you nor desert you. I believe Him, do you? I've gone to Jesus with my misery. I've gone to Jesus with my sins. I've gone to Jesus and the church with my sins. They've been forgiven through the blood of Jesus. Do you know that today? That your sins have been forgiven through the blood of Jesus. Go to confession. Like one of the saints said, when I go to confession, I'm under the blood. Oh, I'm under the blood. People stop coming to confession, and you know what happens? They go into psychiatrists. They've got to tell someone, I have nothing against psychiatry. I've been to them, but the psychiatrist cannot forgive my sins. Only Jesus can. The psychiatrist cannot make things different than what they are. Only Jesus can. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Oh, only Jesus can help you. But you've got to turn to Him. Father Tom hasn't got the power to help all the people who's listening today. I can only lead you to the person that I go to in trouble. And His name is Jesus. And what does He say in His word? No one who comes to me will I ever reject. You say, I've never, ever even prayed. Well, it's time now to hear the word of God. No one who comes to me will I ever reject. I've never prayed, so I come to you, Jesus. I come to you, Jesus, as I am. I'm desperate. Come into my life. Help me. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me. I'm at the end of my rope. And that small, still voice, whether I hear it or not, when I ask for the help of Jesus, he comes in the midst of my troubles. He comes to help me in the midst of my troubles, one at a time. Let's think about money. Do you have money problems? I want to thank you. I don't have money problems, not even with the ministry. Why? Because we tithe our money. We give 10% to God. I don't have money problems. Oh, but I have other problems. I have other problems. When I come to this microphone, I know what you're going through. You want to know why? Because I've gone through it, or I'm going through it too. But I know one other thing. There's one solution. His name is Jesus. You see? I'm not without troubles. I understand people in the midst of their troubles. But the trouble healer is the Lord Jesus Christ. The trouble fixer is the Lord Jesus Christ. And as he enters into your trouble, he will heal. He will deliver. He will bless. But you've got to surrender them to Jesus. How do I do it? I surrender this trouble, name it, to you, Lord Jesus. I surrender that trouble to you, Lord Jesus. No more am I going to deal with it until you help me. And you know what he gives you? He gives you peace and the ability to deal with them one at a time. I call it the lunchbox theory. I have seven troubles. I have seven lunchboxes. I deal with each lunchbox one at a time. In the lunchbox are my troubles. So the first lunchbox, I have troubles. Lord Jesus Christ, help me with these troubles. And I'll name them. I'll name them. I need you to help me. And I know you're going to help me. Because you said in your word, no one who comes to me shall I ever reject. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And it is the will of him who sent me that I should lose nothing, that's you and me, of what he has given me, but I would raise it up on the last day. You have troubles? I have troubles too. But I go to the trouble healer. I go to him. When I reach this microphone, I'm just like you, but I'm surrendered to him. My troubles belong to Jesus. I surrender to him. If he wants me to deal with them one at a time, I'll deal with them. Maybe I need to talk to somebody about them. Maybe I need to not only talk to somebody, but go to somebody to pray so that I would be healed in that area of my life. Maybe I need to go to counseling. I don't know what you need, but God does not want you destroyed by your troubles. He wants your troubles to be victorious in Jesus, so that as people come to you with troubles, you can lead them to Jesus, who wants to be victorious in their troubles. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. I don't know why the church doesn't proclaim that so powerfully. We need to hear it desperately. Our troubles do not need to destroy us. We bring them to Jesus. And with Jesus, we solve them one at a time. That's what you call the Christian life. Everybody has troubles. Everybody has fears. I'm going to tell you, Lord Jesus Christ, light of the world, deliver me from fear. Fear is useless. It comes from hell. I do not fear, but I remember that when I call upon the Lord, he comes, he comes, he comes. My fear, I tell you, is in the hands of God. I'm not afraid of anything right now. Have I been fearful? Oh, yes. I tell people who are fearful to read the little book called Hinds Feet on High Places. Hinds Feet on High Places by Hannah Hanad, I believe. Oh, it's all about the woman whose name is Much Afraid. Are you afraid today? I'm not afraid. I go to the one that dealt with my fear of being afraid. I wake up, and I wake up with Jesus. Why? Because I'm desperate for him. I go to bed with Jesus. Why? I'm desperate for him. I'd walk with Jesus. Why? Because I'm desperate for him. And if God does it for me, he'll do it for you. He's no respecter of person. But I don't go to church. I'm going to tell you, if you don't go to church, he'll still meet you where you are. And he'll begin to change you by the blessed Holy Spirit. Do you know? I'm talking about knowing your heart. I'm talking about knowing your head. I'm talking about knowing your heart, body, and spirit, that he died for you. Do you know that the blood of the Lamb was shed for you to forgive your sins? That's why we go to confession. We go under the blood when we go to confession. Do you know that? That you don't have to be tormented by your past. My past is under the blood of Jesus Christ. And nothing can separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus, my Lord. I am not separated by my sins. I proclaim my sins to Christ in the church, and I am forgiven. I am under the blood, forgiven, and not only forgiven, but he forgets. Forgets, forgets, forgets. I'm like a newborn baby when I go to confession. Isn't it sad? When I was a child, on a Saturday, we'd all go to the movies. 10 cartoons and something else. Maybe The Little Rascals. I don't know. Things like that. After we went to the movies, we'd go to church and go to confession. That's what we would do. It was the way we lived. We confessed our sins, that we had been disobedient. I confessed I was disobedient. I confessed I said things I shouldn't have said. I need Jesus. I am repentant. I am sorry. That sacrament of penance or confession, I tell you, we'd use the psychiatrist less if we went to confession. The psychiatrist, and I've been to psychiatry, but the psychiatrist cannot forgive my sins. Only Jesus can, through the church. What does the church say when you go to confession? I absolve you from all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I absolve you from all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. What about you? Have you been absolved from your sins? No. Go to confession. I'm ashamed. Let me tell you, to the man you're going to, he's also a sinner. He goes to confession too. I do. I go to confession. I need to confess my sins and repent, turn away from them. You mean Father Tom's sins? Father Tom's no angel. He's just a human being. And very many times, his humanity is not of God. He's got to repent. No one can repent for him. He knows he's going to be at the microphone. He cannot be a hypocrite. Oh, yes. Well, I started school in 1968 to teach. I said to the Lord, I surrender my life to you. I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I need you. I want you. I love you. I'm not going to be a hypocrite. Forgive my sins. And I told them all, A-L-L, all, as best I could. I walked out of the confessional free as a bird. Why? Because the blood of Jesus cleansed me from my sin. I didn't know that when I was a child, but that was true. The blood of Jesus cleansed me from my sins. I tell you today, he's looking for you. He's looking for you to go to confession. He's looking for you to let it all go. Do not carry it like a, what do you call those things in the water that holds a boat to get under? What is it?
Anchor.
Say it out loud.
Anchor.
An anchor. Do not let it be an anchor to you. Let it be a reason to go to Christ for forgiveness. My sins are not an anchor. My sins bring me to God through Jesus Christ Church. That's it. How do I know it's through Jesus Christ Church? On the 20th chapter of St. John, he said, whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. People have come to me many, many times, have not gone to confession for years and years and years. And when they leave, as they confess their sins, Jesus liberates them, forgives them by the blood he shed on the cross. Do you want to be liberated? Go to confession. Find a man who is compassionate. Find a man who loves Jesus. Find a man who wants to listen to your darkness. I go to confession. I need to go to confession. It helps me to go to confession. What about you? When's the last time you went to confession? I'm not going to tell my sins to another man. You arrogant, arrogant, arrogant person. Jesus said, tell Jesus he made a mistake in the 20th chapter of John. Tell him, Jesus, you made a mistake. You said, whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Who'd you say that to? The apostles and their successors. One of the first things I did after I was ordained, it wasn't an hour or two after ordination, someone came to me for confession. Wow. I want to tell you a secret. Before I was ordained a priest, many people came to me with their sins. I couldn't forgive them. I would lead them to confession. But I could hear them, and I could pray for them, and I could let them know there is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Say it with me. There is now no condemnation, that's for you, for those that are in Christ Jesus. I'll say it one more time. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That's you. That's me. Hallelujah. No condemnation. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In season and out of season.